A Canadian court's approved changing the date for hearings on the extradition of Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou to the United States. The hearings originally scheduled for October will instead begin in April. Both Canadian prosecutors and Huawei lawyers earlier agreed to an extension in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meng was arrested in Vancouver in December 2018 on a warrant from the U.S. charging her with bank fraud. Beijing reported 7 new local COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. 6 of them were found in Fengtai and 1 in Daxing. Since June 11th, the city's confirmed 256 infections, all linked to a local market. Foreign Minister Wang Yi is calling for more efforts from China, Russia, and India to jointly combat the COVID-19 pandemic, promote economic development, and safeguard international justice. He made the remarks at a trilateral video conference of foreign ministers. Wang Yi also called on the three sides to further build consensus, plan cooperation, and properly handle sensitive factors in bilateral relations. A Chinese report says the United States' military presence in the Asia-Pacific region is growing. The report was published by China's National Institute for South China Sea Studies. It details American security policy, military presence, and deployment, as well as recent military activities in the region. Chinese Vice Premier Sun Chunlan is calling for more targeted COVID-19 prevention and control to keep the pandemic from spreading in Beijing. She made the remarks during an inspection tour in the city. The Vice Premier says pandemic control should not be treated lightly, as clusters of cases in families and working units are still occurring. She says the range of nucleic acid tests should be expanded and its efficiency should be enhanced. Sun's also calling for pandemic detection in foods transported via cold chains. U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll issue an executive order to protect monuments that are coming under scrutiny across the country. On Monday, protesters tried to topple a statue of President Andrew Jackson near the White House before they were dispersed by police. Trump says that those who remove the monuments face a 10-year prison term under the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has held the final daily coronavirus briefing as social distancing rules are eased in England. Johnson announced new measures that'll allow a swath of businesses to reopen starting from July 4th.
Critically, we can make a change to the guidance on 2 meters, which kept us safe while transmission of the virus was high, which can now be modified. Having considered all the evidence, while staying at 2 meters is preferable, we can now move to 1 meter plus, where it is not possible for us to stay 2 meters apart.
As they observe the revised measures, people are still required to take other safety measures, such as wearing a mask in enclosed spaces. Hotels, places of worship, hair salons, and pubs are among the places that can reopen from July 4th, provided they are COVID secure. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has called for early general elections despite the coronavirus pandemic. He says the outbreak is stabilized and there's no assurance it'll be over by next April when the current government's term comes to an end. Parliament has dissolved to pave the way for the polls to be held on July 10th. Lee's People's Action Party, which has been in power since 1959, is widely expected to keep its overwhelming majority in Parliament. The World Trade Organization says the volume of global merchandise trade will shrink by around 18.5% year-on-year in the second quarter of this year. The WTO has forecast that global trade will fall by between 13% and 32% this year, largely due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, looking ahead to 2021, the WTO predicts that adverse factors such as a second wave of infections, weaker than expected economic growth, and trade restrictions could see trade expansion fall short of earlier projections.